Well, Adam Michelle, it is Vision Sunday.
It's just great to be here, Dave.
It's exciting.
I can't wait for the next half an hour. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, so thank you everyone for being here, joining us in this conversation. And we're going to just explore a little bit of the Vision 2015. And so we're all very excited. But Ed, in beginning, we have a vision statement as a church. We have something that has been guiding us ever since we began and something that will continue to guide us. Why don't you just start us off recapping our vision, where it came from and what it means for us?
Well, Dave, I mean, you know, and the guys have been here for so long now, really, when we got asked to start church, we went straight to God and said, hey, God, what do you want us to do? We've been involved in youth work for many, many years and had a massive heart for that kind of age group. And we were in America. It was a tough spot to have a vision. But I was reading Psalm 78, and it says this: oh, my people, hear my teaching. Listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter hidden things, things from of old. What we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us, we will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, his power and the wonders he has done. He decreed statutes for Jacob and established the law in Israel, which he commanded our forefathers to teach their children, so that the next generation would know them, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children. Then they would put their trust in God, would not forget his deeds, but would keep his commands. And we prayed, and it was like God was saying, Ed, Michelle, I want you to empower a new generation, but with a church that is always thinking about the new generation, thinking not just about themselves, or even not just about the generation that's coming, but helping them see the generation after that and the generation after that. Build a church which is about empowering our young people and our new Christians to become everything that God has made them to be. And with that came what we call our four Ps: passion, purity, power, and promise. That we should be full of passion to serve God excellently. We should be seeking after purity by following God's word. We should be full of power to seek the lost. And we should be living in the light of all of God's promises, which are many and amazing. And our church is based on that vision of creating this amazing place where people live in the power of God. It's based on the word of God. It's focused on building people up and reaching the new generation. But at the heart of it, for each one of us to stand on all that the word of God, every single promise, we can believe in them and trust on them and build our life on them. That's the vision. It's been the vision since we started. And I guess as long as we're alive and that's what God called us to do, it'll be the vision until our day is done. Quite passionate about it, actually, Dave.
I can tell. It's great. It's great.
Well, what's really cool, and I say this to people, is obviously it's something that we got 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And it still burns in our hearts so strongly all these years later. Probably it burns brighter than it did, about empowering a new generation and just producing this generational church that's full of those four words beginning with P.
Awesome.
Indeed.
Great. Always good to be reminded about the vision. And so God has done some epic things in 2014. I think we all look around and we see Christmas Eve and what happened last year and God just doing some great things. Michelle, what's really stood out to you in 2014?
Yeah, I love what Ed shared. We're so passionate about that. And the new generation to me, well, to both of us, isn't just a new generation of young people, but it's a new generation of people finding Christ. And this year has been an incredible year of growth, our biggest ever, you know, kind of percentage-wise. So we've seen 40% growth pretty much across most things that we do as Valley Church, which is just so exciting to see people coming into God's house and being drawn into a relationship with him. And we've had 35 brand new first-time decisions for Jesus, people that, you know, have never met him before, have never experienced what it is to know the love of God. And that's been absolutely incredible. You know, we've got a significant youth work now that we've never had before at Valley. We've had one or two young people, you know, but now we had over 30 young people over the weekend in this place being told about the love of Christ, and not only staying in church, you know, because you hear that a lot of young people are leaving church, but they're not only staying here, they're bringing their friends as well. And so it is just incredible to see the growth over all the different age groups within church. And I just love that we are seeing this new generation.
Phenomenal. And not only here at Central, but we did something that, you know, that actually really successfully worked, and we launched out into somewhere else in 2014, and that stuck. And why don't you tell us a little bit about Blackpool?
Yeah, this time we launched Blackpool. And it's been an absolutely incredible journey. One that this time last year, we didn't even expect to have an extension service in Blackpool yet. And yet you see what God has done and how we've got 30, 40, 50 people meet there on a Sunday, and just seeing the incredible thing and the way that God has taken that, really, even though we didn't expect it. And that has been absolutely amazing. And like you say, Christmas Eve and also conference, you know, we were ram-packed at both of those events, so much so that this next year we're actually going to have to do multiple services on both of those events just to get the people in that want to come into God's house. And that is just an incredible year.
Yeah. Fantastic. So multiple services just to respond to what God has been doing.
Absolutely.
Naturally, hey, it's fantastic. What about regularly? At what point do you think that we're going to go multiple services in a regular way?
I think Christmas Eve really did it for us and showed us how many people we can physically get into the building, the car park, you know, everywhere around this place. And at 220 people, we were maxed. And I think when we get to 220 on a Sunday, that's the time we're going to have to go to multiple services, just because we want people to come and hear the good news of God.
Awesome. So watch this space.
Absolutely.
Keep bringing your friends, and look forward to that day. So with all that growth comes a need to do something about it. We talked about going to multiple services. We talked about our facility only really being able to hold about 220 people on site at any one time here at Central. What else do we need to be able to do?
Well, wouldn't it be really cool if the miracle building that we are in was ours for more than 2 months at a time, which is what we've been living in since we ever got here.
Yeah. So explain that to us. For those people who've just joined us this year, that miracle building, we've only had it a couple of months at a time. What does that mean?
Well, we got asked to leave our offices, might be 3 years ago now. Yeah. And we looked at this building and thought, this would make amazing offices. And then we said, actually, this would make an amazing building for us to have as our kind of building, our home here. But they wanted a huge amount of money. So in the end, we went directly to the owner and said, hey, we're a church. We believe in the community. We want to do these things. Would you consider letting us have it for nothing or next to nothing? Because we can't afford it. But we'd love to use it for you and save some rates. And we were kind of hoping and praying and believing, kind of. And he said yes. So the last, 3 years now, is it? Something like that. We've literally just been paying very minimal rent to be in this place. But the kind of the downside to that is we've only had a kind of 2 month rolling contract in case he wanted it, because obviously we're not paying him anything. So the last 18 months we've been trying to figure out how to put a 10-year lease deal together with him. He's a brilliant landlord. Mr. Buckley is just a great guy. He's been it's not been contentious or anything. He's just been figuring out the details, and really he's trying to give us a great deal, and he has given us a great deal. So on this Risen Sunday, at last, so excited, we can announce that we have a 10-year lease deal in place. It's all signed, it's done, and when the guys hear, they should be cheering, because I'm cheering, because it's yes. So it means that we can truly make this our home. We can fix those leaks in the roof, get the heating sorted, do some wiring, change the building around. There's so many people gave generously, it's over a year ago now, into a building fund, which we've kept in the bank for this day. And over the next few months, probably the next year or so, we'll be putting that money to amazing use to create a really useful building, which we're dreaming, Dave, will be too small for us before the 10 years is up. And we'll have gone to the multiple services, but we'll be filling, you know, it'll be 2-3 services in the morning, 2-3 services at night. We'll be doing lots of other things, and we're going like, you know, we really need to get out of this building. It's been an amazing servant for us, a gift from God, a miracle building from start to finish, but it will be time to move on. But yes, we have a lease for the next 10 years. Very exciting indeed.
Great news.
Yes.
Well, we're going to come back to the building a little bit later and talk some more about that. But we've grown in terms of people and all those kinds of things. Financially, God's blessed us as well. Michelle, what stood out to you financially this last year?
Sure. Well, I think just what I said before about growing 40%, you know, across the people that have been coming in here. Often when people come in, it takes up to 18 months before they start to give really seriously into the work that is here, and just generally into church. But actually this last 12 months, we've seen our giving, our financial income input through giving, through tithes and offerings, go up by 40% as well, which is absolutely phenomenal. And we go and we talk to other church leaders who've got growing, thriving churches, you know, and they're stunned and they're amazed at the blessing, really, that God has just been pouring on us financially. And so it's been amazing just to see that the growth in income has matched the growth in people that have been coming here. So it obviously means we can do more. And that's been really exciting for us this year.
Awesome. And so with more income, you know, we always want to be a generous church. It's one of our values, just, you know, believing in generosity, the power of generosity. In what ways are we going to step up as a church and be generous in 2015?
Sure. One of the things that we've been involved in over the last few years, and Ed has been out this year with Jason to India, to Mumbai, and something that Biju has been doing over there is starting to take a medical van around, and he's asked us whether we as a church would be interested in sponsoring this medical van that goes into the slums. So they do a lot of teaching in the slums, and they get involved and they feed children in there. But something they're really passionate about is helping people medically, because they don't have the same care that we have in the UK. And so we really would love to sponsor a medical van that is going to go over that, which is not just the van, you know, it's the medic that is in the van, and it's all the medication, you know, and people are actually going to be able to go in off the slums and find not just, you know, God's love, but the passion, the compassion that, you know, you can share by treating people who just need that kind of a help, that medical help. And so we want to do that this year, and we're just really excited about that. And also we want Biju, we're going to have Biju come over as well to speak sometime, and we're just going to keep that building into that relationship, because we're really passionate about serving in our local community, but also about serving people who really have needs that they can't meet. And we just love that we could do that.
Awesome. So in Mumbai, we're trying to support out there and do those things. We've also, they've taken on a new member of staff. One of their primary roles is going to be to serve and support our local community and families and things like that. Why don't you tell us about our newest staff member?
Sure. We're really excited about our newest staff member, and we've been trying to hire her. Ed's been desperate trying to hire this girl for 15 years.
Since 1990, she's quite old, obviously, 98.
And it's Sarah Yates, and like you say, she's going to be heading up the community work in Preston and in the local area as we expand and grow church over here as well. And we are just excited that it's going to be growth in all those areas locally as well as internationally. She's amazing.
Great news. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So awesome to hear so far all the things God has done in 2014. We took a whole bunch of next steps, and that, of course, was what we were believing for in 2014. I remember this time last year, Ed, you were talking about this is going to be a year of next steps. And so we took a whole bunch of next steps. What's this year's theme? What is it that you think and feel that God has laid on your heart as senior pastors for this year, for 2015, for us as a church?
Well, really, I mean, we had our sabbatical last year, which was great fun, a good rest, and we visited lots of churches. And one of the points of the sabbatical was to really say, well, God, what's going to happen for the next few years? What's kind of your heart for us and within the vision that's already been set? And one of the things that I think struck both of us was that church is about building community. It's about building a home. It says in Ephesians 2, verse 19, it says, consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, i.e. you're kind of part of a house, a home, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundations of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as a chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12 talks about that the body is a unit, and even though we're many parts and we're all different, the many parts come together and form the one body, the one house. And really, I think on our hearts for this year is that we build community, is that we build a home for each one of us. In fact, we've been singing a song, which I think is called Home, or
it's called Mountain.
It's called Mountain. But he speaks in there about this church is welcoming the whole earth back to their home. And really, that's kind of our dream, that we build a home, a community here that we can welcome the whole kind of world into. There's a hurting world out there that desperately needs a place where they can find comfort and rest and healing, where they can find a savior whose name is Jesus. just a place of security where they can kind of pick themselves up, realize who they are in Christ, in God, that he's made them on purpose and for a purpose, and together we can come around them and just give them that self-belief so they can become part of us, and then they can do the same for us. And so this is about building that and about challenging people and say, hey, expand your hearts so that we can expand our home here and welcome those multitudes that desperately need to hear about Jesus Christ. So the theme this year, it's about building community. It's about building a home for everybody.
And it's awesome how it all ties in, you know, with getting the lease, getting the building, and investing.
It's all kind of tying in.
Home. Yeah, it's great. It's God's timing, eh? It's fantastic. And so with that, we want to do some practical things. We want to do some new things, change some things, set up some new ministries and all this kind of thing. Michelle, why don't you take us through one or two cool new announcements for 2015?
Yeah, well, the first one is something that I'm really excited about. You know,
am I.
So is Ed.
So is Ed.
He likes cake. No. We have some amazing volunteers at Valley, and they come early and they sow into people's lives, and they just serve. You know, they're hoovering, they're out there on the roadside, and especially as we're thinking, you know, of going to two services, how do we help the volunteers? How do we serve the volunteers so that they can serve the people that are coming through the door, so that they can serve the people who are here to find God? And one of the things that we're really looking to do this year is to start a brand new ministry. It's going to be called a hospitality ministry, and it's going to be somewhere that the volunteers can go. There's going to be breakfast when they arrive. If we're doing multiple services, then they can go in there and hang out between the services. It can just be a home for them, so that, you know, when they're coming, they're giving out, it means that they can be replenished, so that they can then go and again give out to the people that are coming in the door, and they can connect people with God, which is what we're all here for. So that's just going to be great, and Ed's happy because he's going to get toast.
We're going to have toast.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to toast.
Chocolate cake.
Toast and chocolate
cake. And fruit and nuts and things.
And bananas.
Absolutely. That's what we're about. Healthy home. Ed, something that's on your heart is business.
Yeah.
Business people. How are we going to build community for business people in Valley Church this year?
Well, we're kind of believing for every sector of society that we can build a home and encourage them. And you're right, Dave, I have a huge love for business, basically because that's where I started. That was my training. That was my kind of initial dream as a young man. And so I have a heart to say, look, God has gifted certain people to make money in business, to make it ethically and to make it well, but to build money to give resources into the kingdom and to help those who need those resources. And so this year we're going to, I guess probably quite on a low level, but we're going to start investing in them via some business breakfasts, by some meetings with them. But just tell them, we believe in you. We believe he's got an awesome plan for you, an awesome future for you, and we want to help you do that. We want to say that we're pro you and for you in every single way that we can, and just, yeah, make them feel like they're actually worth $1 million in every sense of the word.
Awesome. So we want to launch hospitality ministry. We want to serve the business people with these breakfasts and catch-ups. Let's talk cafe, Michelle. We know that Ed likes cake, and I like cake, and you like cups of tea and healthy things.
I like cake too.
You like cake too, but in moderation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what are we going to do? Well, first of all, what's unique about our cafe? What are we going to do to develop our cafe beginning in 2015 and moving on ahead past that?
Sure. What is unique about our cafe? The unique thing is that people stay in it. Yeah. You know, how many churches you go into and people, they go to church and they leave straight after. And, you know, people come and we have other ministers that come and they preach here, and then like 35, 40, 45 minutes later, they're going, there's people still here. You know, do they not have homes to go to? But you know what? Our people just love hanging out together, and they love just being in community, hanging around in the cafe. And it's just such a great place to get to know people and to, you know, just be hospitable, isn't it? To people that come in the door and just to enjoy being and being that community that we've been talking about. And so we've got the lease, and we don't really like to stand still for too long. Nope. And so we're actually ready to start commissioning architects to build a cafe. at the front of Valley Centre, which will open up onto Station Road. And we just want it to be an amazing place that not just on Sundays, but every day, people can come into and just enjoy being, enjoy the chocolate cake. You know, Dave and I, we've got a little dream about having this big tank, haven't we, Dave? And
absolutely. Fish pond under the floor.
That's right. I mean, we'd love the jellyfish tank idea on the side. And Ed, what do you reckon?
Yeah, waterfall, that's my word.
Waterfall. A
wood burning stove with a fish tank underneath the floor.
With a glass floor.
Obviously, so we can see it. Yeah, it could be silly if it's concrete, wouldn't it, really? But we have some great dreams for this, for this place, really, so that when we go to the multiple service format, we still have a great cafe where people can be and hang around. We can have meetings there, and the community see kind of an open, welcoming place. They can come in. Bums and Tots will use it, and it'll be kind of there all the time. Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, just going back to that multiple service thing, one of the things we were thinking about, you know, that the times in between services would be short. And so that's really where the cafe idea came from, to make sure that even though we have to pile people in and do the multiple service thing, we want to keep that community strong.
That's right.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's going to cost us a bit. It's going to cost us time,
Dave,
effort, energy, and finance. In the past, we've taken a building offering before, and now we can actually utilize some of that with the lease signed. We've obviously taken half of the house offerings every year for a few years now. Talk to us about this year's half of the house offering, when it's coming up, what you are believing for, and what it's going to go towards.
Yeah, so we've taken various offerings. This year, we're going to go for one big offering at the end of September, so half of the house 2015. Offering, and the church has been incredibly generous. They've given through the tithes and offerings, and then through the Heart for the House. In fact, last year's Heart for the House offering was twice as big as the year before. And you know, but you're right, things are going to cost. Building a cafe from scratch is going to cost hundreds of thousands, hopefully between two and three somewhere, to build the kind of thing that we have in our minds. And then we want to obviously keep funding other ministries and churches through Heart for the House and take them forward, because the Heart for the House is always about taking huge steps forward so that we can enter into all that God has for us and see more and more people discipled and won for Christ. So we're going to have one huge stonking offering, which is why we're talking about it now in September. We're praying and believing for at least 50,000, and that will get the cafe started. We'll pay for the initial fees and planning and hopefully get some kind of footings in the ground. The more we get, the more that we can confidently go forward in that. And also, we will have another Six Hot Weekend series. We're always thinking about staffing positions or new ministries to start. We're always thinking, there's always more vision than there is money, for sure. And so we're just believing that people go, you know, I'm going to start saving up now. I'm going to do some things now so that when it comes around in September, I can truly give into the work that God has called us as a church to do, a whole church, a whole body of people to do. Yep, so how much? Lots. When? September, the end of.
All very exciting. And just in case people didn't think, you know, maybe that was enough or those were enough announcements, Ed, especially, you've been saying recently that Vision Sunday this year, we're going to go a little bit past what we have gone before, and we're going to talk about 2016 as well. Michelle, what is 2016 going to hold for us as a church?
2016 is going to be a really exciting year, because community isn't just about doing things here. It's not just about who we are, but it's about building something here that is strong that we are then called to go and take out somewhere else. And there's a couple of verses I'm just going to read from, one from Matthew 28, and it's verses 18 to 20. It says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.'" So we're not just called to be a community that sits in church on a Sunday, but we're called to go out and do something and to take risks about, you know, about what God has given us. Because it says in Matthew 28 that we're given authority. So we already have the authority of God to go and do something. It's just about getting out there and doing it. And then in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says this. It says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." So we have authority, and we have authority to go and break out. And that is going to be our theme for 2016. It's not going to be about being confined here, but it's about being a launch pad here so that we can go and break out. You know, we've already been in our Jerusalem and in our Judea, maybe, you know, we've gone to Blackpool. And now it's like, well, where are we going to go next? What is it that God has for us? Because God doesn't just want us to be in this locality, but God has given us a mission and a purpose. And that isn't just to build community here, but it's to take that community, to take that community of believers and go and make a difference. Take the authority that we already have in God and actually go and do something significant in our world. And that's 2016. We're going to go and break out.
That sounds exciting. So
it is, Dave.
People are going, what does that mean?
Indeed they are. Yes, indeed.
So I know you're particularly excited about these announcements. So 2016, what are we preparing to do to break out in 2016?
Well, I think I just before I go into the announcements of the things that we're planning to do during 2016, particularly in September of that year, is to say that we're going to follow God. And you know, our experience of the last 12 months is that God is going to do what God's going to do. We're going to be open. So we're going to announce these in faith and belief, but knowing that we're in God's hands. So it's worth saying that. But our belief and passion is to reach both our Judea and our Samaria and eventually the ends of the earth. And so September 2016, there's going to be a new road complete to the north of Lancaster, which is about 30, 40 minutes from here. And this new road's going to link up the whole area. And I've been eyeing this road for ages going, God, is this something we can get kind of involved with? Because we just love building around junctions and reaching large populations. And around that area, there's Lancaster, and then there's Morecambe, and there's Heysham, there's Carnforth, and then there's a whole stack of other small places up and down, kind of going east and going northeast. And our kind of plan, as it stands today, is to put a brand new extension service up in Lancaster, just off that junction, where the whole area is joined up. And then once the service gets going, as Connect groups get going, the service gets going, we're dreaming of putting Connect groups out in Heysham and Morecambe and Carnforth, perhaps in Kendal. Kendal's literally only about less than half an hour away from there. Perhaps Bentham, just into Yorkshire. Perhaps we need to go in, you know, the Yorkshire...
To the other side.
To the other side of the world. And so we're planning to do that. And we'll be hoping and praying that there's a group of people here go, hey, you know, I want to have a go at that. It'll be like going on a mission but staying at home. Saying, I'm going to reach out. I'm going to take some risks. I'm going to use some energy. It's going to take time. It's going to take money for me to do this. But I'm going to go and reach in you. I'm going to go on mission. But I can still stay at home, but I can go on mission. And then the other thing we're going to do in 2016 is something that I've been kind of dreaming ever since we started here, is to plant our first campus. So all these will still be part of Valley Church. Even the new campus will be part of us here, just be another campus. Really on the edge of the city where Shell and I dated and courted and got engaged and did so much other great things.
The city of love.
The city. I'm not sure you call Newcastle city of love, but for us it was anyway. And really we're going to plant a brand new campus, a new kind of mark for Valley in Samaria, which is kind of in the locality, in the south edge of Newcastle, where roughly where the A1M, for those who know it, breaks, and one side goes underneath the tunnel, through the tunnel, the other one goes, skirts around the city on the west side. Around there, we're going to dream of reaching the whole of Newcastle, of Sunderland, down to Durham, and that whole conurbation of almost 1 million people again, and say, hey, let's go and see what God does and take what God's given us here into that area. Now, this is going to be different, though. So up until this point in our history, it's been kind of safe. You can stay and be part of the whole and go out. But that team are going to actually have to move. Move within our country, but they have to move and be true missionaries and go and plant the first campus and commit themselves and their families and their futures into that area and build a church there. The idea at this moment is to send teams across every weekend, so they're totally connected, but there'll be a group of people, at least six we're praying for, will say, hey, I'll pull sticks and I'll go and plant myself over there and build a brand new campus. And Valley Church is going to get wings. It's very exciting. Fantastic. Signs of things to come.
Yeah, it's awesome. And so we want to prepare for that really well. You know, we're talking about an extension service where people will kind of extend out from Central week in, week out. But then we're talking about sending people to launch a Valley Church campus there in the Northeast. What are we going to do as a church beginning this year to help prepare for what we want to do at the end of next year?
Well, this is also really exciting, and I love this whole idea, because people are going to have to, as Ed says, you know, pack up, move up to Newcastle, but really we want them to be prepared before they go. And so we're going to actually launch in September 2015 Valley Academy. And this is going to be an incredible opportunity for people to go part-time, say at work, and to take a couple of days a week and just come and study and learn how to build into themselves, learn what kind of things they need to put in place in their life, in finances, you know, in relationships, in planning, in jobs, in all those things, as well as getting some theological study, looking at church planting, doing some projects, and just actually finding... just being educated and finding, you know, what is it that God has for them? How can they take what they have and grow that and do something with it? And just have some really great experiences learning about what it means to, you know, plant a campus. And so I'm really excited about that, about the study that's going to go in there and the learning. And yeah, it's just going to be an incredible opportunity. Yeah, people are going to have to, you know, pay for something towards it. It's going to cost them something. People are going to have to give up some of their job and some of their time to go and invest in themselves. It's an investment into themselves so that they can be equipped to do, you know, this next step of the journey. And you don't need to come on the academy and then guarantee you're going to go somewhere else. You know, it can be just part of coming and learning and investing in yourself as well. But it is just going to be a great chance to come and just take a year to do that.
Awesome. And plans will be forthcoming soon.
There will be as well. Yes, lots of details will unfold over the next few months.
Awesome. Very exciting. Very exciting indeed. Lots for us to get involved with and think about. And Ed, I think now the most important question is answering that question. How do we get involved? Where do we as a church go from here working towards our vision for 2015 and 2016?
So our vision is to empower a new generation. It's what we do. And each one of us can take a part of that. We're a church that totally believes that every single person who comes into this place has a massive role to play. There's nobody who doesn't have purpose and meaning and a valuable input to give in to the body of Christ. You know, I've come to realize that, you know, I have certain gifts and skills that I need to give, but I so need everybody else's gifts and skills so I can fulfill everything. And it doesn't matter who somebody is, they need to give because we need you, but you need us too to fulfill. And so this year, I want to really ask everybody to do and consider three things. The first one is to commit yourself to pray and just say, God, we're believing for you to do amazing things. We're believing that Bible verse that says that you can do immeasurably more in our lives than we can believe or imagine will be true this year. Not just in my life, God, but in every single person's lives who call Valley their home. And that we will reach and build your kingdom like never before. And they'll pray for the academy, for the students. They'll pray for the business lunches, for all the things, the cafe and everything that we have announced so far today. And everything that we will announce as well as time goes on and God directs us. So pray. Everybody needs to pray and commit themselves to just bring the church. The second thing is to consider the heart for their house. And I just want to say to everybody, give something. It doesn't matter what it is, give something. You know, our boys, they have little jars and things in their bedrooms and they're never going to give a fortune. But they said, we're going to give something. We're going to be part of the family and give something. I love hearing stories of even children say, you know, I put £2 in daddy tonight. I'm going like, wow. And I know God's heart is thrilled probably more for the £2 of a child who's given sacrificially than some of us adults that pour a few hundred pounds in. Because for them, it was a big deal for us. It was just kind of out of our excess. And just say, hey, this year, consider and pray and then give and give something sacrificially. But to challenge everybody to give something to the half house over and beyond their normal tithes and offerings to help us keep the church doing everything it's doing. And thirdly, and you know, some of you might be sat there thinking, what me? You want me to do what you're about to ask me? Do you not know about my kind of family position or what's going on in my life and or my business? You know, you couldn't possibly want me to consider this, but yeah, I do. I want every single person to ask God with an open heart, not a closed heart, but say, hey God, you know, when I said I'd follow you, Jesus, I said I'd go wherever, whenever. And for every person to just ask that question. Now, for most, Jesus will say, hey, no, you can stay there. But for some, I know that Jesus is going to say, yeah, this is your whenever, and this is your time to move and to go and to go and be part of that. This is your purpose. This is your calling. This is your gift set. This is the thing that will make your heart beat faster than it's ever been before. It will be your joy. It will be your sweet spot. And if you don't take hold of this moment, you will regret it for the rest of your life. And so for everybody, it's just to think, hey, do I need to be part of Lancaster? Is that what I need to be part of, that extension service and the sacrifice and of leaving kind of this safe home at least every morning and setting up connect groups over there, or even pull stick, sell homes, change jobs and go and be involved in really what is our first mission. And I emphasize the word first mission, that we hope and dream that God will use us to go and reach our Judeas and to the ends of the earth in due course. And so it's those two things: pray, think about Heart for the House and giving, and say, is God calling me? To just ask those questions, each and every single person who hears this message says, God, is this what you want me to do? And I believe as we do that, that God will do abundantly more than we can dream and imagine in our lives, and also in the life of our church, and all of us will rejoice and go like, wow, God truly is good, and it's amazing following him and serving him and seeing his kingdom go forward. Amen.
Amen. Well, Ed, Michelle, thanks so much for sharing that with us. We're excited about it and looking forward to it in Jesus' name.